Well, it's fun watching Matt this year. I think, you know, as much as I say this in a respectful, humble way, like, I see a lot of myself in him. I don't mean that in any arrogant way. I just mean that I see the progression that I made from my second to third year in him that he's making in his third year. And it's fun for me because, you know, we're real close friends, and he's done a great job this preseason. I think, you know, he's had a couple bad breaks. Otherwise, I don't think he'd have an interception this preseason, but he's done a great job moving the offense. His checks have been on point. He's throwing the ball better than he ever has. And I think last week was just kind of, you know, it's about time. Like, he's been playing like that, for a while, and it was nice that the stats matched up to the way he's been playing, because I think he's been playing the entire preseason better than the stats. So I'm really happy for him. He's doing a great job. And Graham, you know, I think from the first day he got here, really started to pick things up pretty well. He throws the ball well. He's got a real easy way about him, which I think the guys appreciate in the huddle, and I think he's done a great job. They're really just, starting to make those plays his own. I think that's really when you take the biggest jump in this offense, is when you start to take the plays that we run every day and add your own tweaks to them and figure out, you know, why you like a certain play. And I think he did a great job last week of moving the offense and getting us a big touchdown. And he's a good buddy, too, so I'm very happy for him.
If everything goes according to plan, we'll see Matt Thursday, and then we won't see him again for a long time. How does a guy have to be wired to be able to prepare as if he may be in at any second but potentially not go in at all?
Well, it's tough. It really is. I mean, I know what he, kind of what he is going to have to go through, barring an injury to myself. It's tough. You just have to find ways to challenge yourself every day, and the scout team will be his challenge every week. And then watching film and trying to find ways to help me out or giving me one or two tidbits that I can hopefully use. Because I think the toughest thing is trying to find a way to still be relevant on a team where you're not having any playing time. But I think Matt's going to do a great job of that. You know, I was telling a friend this summer, I couldn't think of a better backup to have because it's tough to be a backup. You have to have the right personality, the right attitude, and find ways to be a leader, but also be very supportive. And he's one of my best friends on this team, and he's improved and done a great job. But I know he's really supportive as well, on the sidelines and behind the scenes as well, and that's important to me. And I think it's important to our relationship.
Back to the creative shaving. What is this?
This is the friendly mutton chops again. Yeah. This went back to the oldie but a goodie. Yeah.
Any reason why?
The guys enjoy it, I think. That's the only reason. I'm, again, whittling this down to my preseason mustache for the finale and looking forward to tomorrow's Packers welcome back luncheon.
So this is all part of training camp now?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a routine. Yeah. You know, the straight mustache has really had a hard time the last couple of years. Hasn't been very productive, so I'm giving it one more shot. I don't know how long I'm playing on Thursday, but, if it doesn't go as well as I want it to, it might be the last year for the straight mustache.
Coach said you guys would probably just play a couple series. Where do you look out of looking at?
Honestly, stay healthy.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the most important thing. I think we've proven a lot this preseason. We moved the ball well, effectively, and done good things in the passing game. And I think the biggest goal is just to be 100% at the end of that game.
Do you think you've seen enough from the running game, establishing that?
I'm not really worried about the running game, to be honest with you. I think the guys we got have done a nice job in games. This preseason, a lot of teams are very vanilla. I think the vanilla coverages we've seen have been a lot of one-high coverages, and when you get those looks, you got to throw the ball. So, been more pass attempts than running attempts. We're going to have to run the ball effectively this year, and I like the guys we got. Ryan Grant, I think he's had a great camp. He hasn't had, numbers that are going to, jump out in the preseason, but I don't think he needs that to be effective. He's a guy who runs hard all year and really punishes guys in November and December and hopefully after that. And so I'm definitely not worried about him or that running game.
Training camp is essentially over for you, I guess. Are you excited about getting onto the real thing?
Yeah, I think you get a point after that third preseason game where you're just ready to start playing games that are meaningful in the standings. These games are all important for chemistry and timing and stuff, but they don't go down as real wins or losses. So I think we're all looking forward to shifting gears after this, this Thursday, and getting ready to play a game that's important.
You've talked about this in the past, guys that get cut, and what would be kind of your words to give them as they maybe are shown the door?
Well, I talked to a lot of those guys who are bubble guys at different points during the the march to beginning of September, whenever they get here. The thing I usually tell them is just remember you're playing for all 32 teams. Every time you take the field, it's an audition for every team. I heard some whispers about, there being a ton of scouts from different teams in our last game because they know the depth that we have on this roster. So there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of really tough decisions and good football players who are going to end up elsewhere and play productive roles for teams. I think you just look at the opponents in our last three games. There's guys who have been cut here who are playing roles for other teams. John Ryan, starting punter in Seattle, done a great job. Evan Moore is a big impact player in Cleveland. And Daniel Muir this year, is a starter for the Colts. So I think those three guys, and there's other guys as well, those three guys are good examples of players who, maybe didn't fit perfect here, but have gone on to have productive careers and bright futures for other teams.
Aaron, do you expect these guys to just keep two quarterbacks like they did last year? And if so, is that more pressure on you to stay healthy, or is it the same?
It's the same. It really is the same. I'm not sure. I think they're going to do what's best for the team and keep the best 53. I think Graham can definitely make the decision that much harder, with a solid week this week. But I think he's done a great job, and I'm sure they'll try and bring him back in some capacity if they can. And personally, I'm a big fan of his and a buddy of his, so I'd love to see him back with us. A role? Yeah, I definitely think so. I think one guy who might be lost in the shuffle a little bit but has had a great spring, summer, and training camp is Donald Lee. I think he's definitely had a more productive offseason this year for us, and he's going to have to play a big role for us in our two tight end package, and hopefully be able to find him like more like we did in 08, in our goal line sets, and just, for him it's opportunity, and he usually makes the most of his opportunities. And we're just going to have to find ways to get him the ball. The young guy is progressing. Corliss is doing he made a nice catch last week. I like the other two guys a lot, too. Spencer, I think, has proven he's a gamer. He makes plays when he gets the opportunity. The big catch he had against Minnesota at home last year early in the second half was awesome. And his catch and run against Cleveland, I think, just proves that he can make plays when he gets his opportunities. He's, of course, a special teams guy as well. Tom Crabtree, I think, has done a great job for us, a guy we kept around last year, and really I think got his body in a good spot, and he's a very solid blocker, maybe the best blocker of the group, him and Donald Lee, and he's done a nice job on special teams as well. So I'm not sure what they're going to do with that situation there, but with Spencer being a swing player, I wouldn't rule out the possibility, although obviously I'm not making any of those decisions, of all five of those guys being around.